Hello, my name is Gert Dunbar. This is Type Radio. Now we are talking.
Hello, my name is Dirk Dunbar and this is Type Radio. Now we're talking.
Type Radio.
Hello, my name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Type Radio at the Dirk Dunbar studio in The Hague. And we're here with Gert and Dirk Dunbar.
We're talking about type, I think.
Amongst other things, but mainly type.
Closer? You need it closer? Like this? Okay.
Do it again.
But Holland has a special thing with type. I don't know if it's been told before. It's with St. Nicholas. We have chocolate type. So in our culture, we not only read type, but we also can eat type. It's very, very normal. And it used to be pure chocolate, and then later on there was milk chocolate, and nowadays it's so in that there's also white chocolate.
So and it's always
and cheese for the vegetarians.
Yes. Oh yes, I forgot to say that. We have also cheese type.
Letters?
Yeah. Yes, cheese letters.
That's so stupid, I think.
And chocolate is not good for all of us, as you know, so there's also cheese. Cheese. And once I gave you... when you were young, and I would like you to, because we're talking to Dirk. Dirk is my son, and I remember that I want him to love type, so I gave him type soup. You can get type with the whole alphabet in it, little type. So,
Femcelli.
But do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Femcelli, and I used to do with that. Some vegetables in it, carrots, and but well, he was more interested in other things in when he was still
there. When we ate that soup, when my mother made them, my brother and me, we would make like words, and in our bowl of soup, like gather as much letters as possible and make the biggest word possible.
But do you do the same thing with the chocolate? Do you buy like the entire alphabet?
No, you know what I always do in the Hema? They have this big thing with all the letters in it, and I cannot resist make really dirty words and leave it there. Like, well, you can imagine what you can do. That's what I do with type.
So the Dutch are not readers, but also type eaters. It is probably somewhere in their genes. I don't know. Probably Rembrandt must have eaten also. Who knows? In bread. His name, R, in brown bread or white bread, I don't know. But it is only in Holland. I don't know in China, where they have all this sort of noodle stuff. Our Chinese colleagues.
Could be something to market in China.
Yeah. And then also make it even more exciting, we have the Roman type. But in China, we have an incredible soup of all these characters. Probably between us. That is already, the Chinese noodle is a sort of ingredient for making a Chinese writing because of all those lines and things like that. Yeah. Huh?
You could make letter shapes with it.
Yeah, probably Chinese do it secretly. They. Lisa, tell me about Greek. You have also Greek chocolate letters.
No, we have no Greek chocolate.
You don't eat lettuce in your country?
No, we have no chocolate letters, cheese, no feta letters either.
Oh, I see. No feta letters.
No feta letters.
Oh, well.
We just have an alpha. That's it.
Oh, that's all. Yeah. Okay. And but are you sure not in bread or vermicelli macaroni stuff?
Yeah, but apart from type, we wanted to ask you a few more questions.
Yes.
Not type related.
Oh, okay. Ask Dirk.
Yeah. Ask Dirk.
If it's not about type.
It's not type, ask myself.
Ask Dirk. Are you religious?
No.
What do you like to drink?
Well, beer and wine and water and... Yeah.
But are you... Is it your family not at all religious?
No,
is it because of...
I'm totally not religious, because if you look at any religion in history, it's always the strong people who use the weak people to preach their religion on and to use them in a way like financial way or whatever. It is. I think you have to believe in yourself and not in anything, not in any God or any what whatsoever.
But do you agree in that?
Yes, well, modern education is...
My grandmother, she was religious.
Yes.
Were you brought up religious?
Yes, I was brought up religious in the sort of free-thinking Protestant, liberal, very modern, way ahead form of Protestant stuff.
Chocolate crosses?
Not that, but they wouldn't be surprised at all.
But you really had to break free from that too?
No, because it was so liberal and so free. But my parents, especially my mother, as Derek said, would like have appreciated it if I should have carried on the religion thing. But I am deep in my heart, I admire Buddhism. I think that is it's not so much a religion as more a way of life. And the history of Buddhism is very exciting. It's not about these terrible wars and that sort of thing.
No, that's what I mean. It's a lot less violent than
religions. And that is also the philosophical aspect of it is very exciting.
But that's not like a fashionable, because you see that you have the bad Buddha statues at the Bayekorov, and it's like really sort of fashionable kind
no,
of...
No.
What do you think about that? People like adapting that, like the cool side of the religion and not really absorbing the ideas.
Sort of the quote, what is the quote? There's a book which is sold in 35...
The Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, it belongs all to that sort of stuff which I'm entirely... I have no time for that nonsense. Mm. Let me put it that way. It's a very personal thing, and I will not blame if someone else spend time on it. It's very personal, let me put it.
Do you have rituals?
Not really. Not that I know. Maybe I have without knowing, but not. I cannot think of one now.
Something that you would always do every morning or evening, or you have to?
No.
You need a cup of coffee before you start working?
No. Yeah, well, maybe that. Maybe if I enter this studio here, I have a ritual. I put the alarm off, put the heater on, and make a coffee. That's maybe my only ritual, what I have.
It's a very limited one.
Yeah.
And you, do you have rituals?
Yes. For years and years, I bring every morning a cup of coffee to my wife, who is in bath, in the bath when she's bathing. And it's a sort of family ritual. And we discuss the coming day, sort of what are you doing, or what shall we do, and that's sometimes the meal. So that is really it's a practical ritual, but which is also nice because we have coffee.
If she doesn't take a bath, then that's a
then
very
no
big
coffee.
Problem.
No, well, she will take a shower, and then after the shower, we come together on the table in the morning, and we have always
you
coffee.
You come together on the table with
yeah,
you.
Sort of, not in the bathroom, but...
Never.
And then Never. We drink coffee there. It's really, that is what I call the ritual, yes. And
this ritual when I was out of the house, probably.
Yes, it is a ritual of... And I have also two other rituals, sort of very secret. I haven't even told my wife or know him. We have a house in France, and we drive always to France, and there are always two spots on the road. One is in Belgium, just passing Ghent, and there's a factory. And whenever I pass that factory, for years and years, I have the same thought. It is a thought about motorcycles or something, but it is a sport that I will not forget, that I pass that factory, that I will have the same thought. It's sort of, yeah, it's more than a ritual. And then also way out in France, not far from Limoges, there's also an house, and they have the same sort of thought. So it's a sport, but the sport is that also in the middle of the night, and when it's dark, raining, invisible, I must pass that house and have these two thoughts. It's a stupid thing to when you drive to pass your time, sort of.
But that's almost like a subconscious.
It's neurotic. Kind of,
yeah, it's yes, it is indeed neurotic.
And what do you do if you forget it? You go in reverse and then.
Well,
drive
I have
it again.
To drive.
you have to drive naked next time.
No. If you insist, I will do that. But it is sort of a neurotic thing. But it's just a joke because it's more than 1,000 kilometers and. To break it in those two things.
Well, at least the thoughts are clean. I mean.
Yes, yeah. It's about motorcycles, yeah. French motorcycles. That's very innocent, but it is a sort of signal that I've passed that part. So already 300 kilometers are behind me. Mm. Very naive, very neurotic, very childish.
How do you relax?
Well, being myself. I don't think I have anything to. No, I'm not over. I'm not speedy or whatever, and I relax when I walk on the beach because The Hague is not far from the beach. Or when I cook.
Do you cook often?
Yes, but that's also since our children has left the house.
You didn't get to enjoy that.
yeah, sometimes.
Mm. I cook also for Derek and his wife and his family, and I relax with a good glass of wine. Not strong liquor, but wine.
But, no, forget it.
Many good glasses of wine.
Many good glasses of wine.
Well, if you don't look,
okay,
then I'll have many glasses of wine. But
it's
if you look,
a very special glass is never empty. You can drink what you want, but it will never be empty.
And how do you relax?
Actually, I relax when I watch television without watching the television. That's really true. I just get my head empty by watching something that I really don't have to think of. I know it's a bit of a sad way of relaxing, but it works for me. Otherwise, I'm thinking all the time about what I still have to do or want to do or whatever.
So you need like images to sort of
sometimes,
your mind.
But that's not a good way of relaxing. I know that, and that's always my girlfriend complains about it sometimes.
But are you thinking also of buying that glass with the?
No. I don't. No, I don't drink so much.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is one he makes with the meat.
Oh, yeah.
You know in the oven?
Minced meat. Gehakt. Yeah, minced meat.
Minced meat?
Yeah.
In his kind of way.
But do you cook also?
No. Yeah, I can cook a little bit. I can make tiramisu like no one else. Nobody else can do. But that's... And I can bake an egg. I can make some rice. But I'm not the cook.
So you didn't pick anything up from...
No, but sometimes I think about it that I want to learn it, but... I don't have the patience for it because I have so many things I want to learn that I don't have time for that. That's like on my list when I'm 60, I think that I will be a cook. Before that, I want to make some inventions I have in my head. I'm busy with 2 computer games, which will never be finished because I cannot choose between things within the game and it goes on forever. Like, actually, it's a waste of time, but it's maybe a healthy waste of time. Because you're busy with creative things, and that's what I like. And if it's too much, I go relaxing and watching television. Or PlayStation.
Or
PlayStation.
Do you have any illegal fonts? Which is like, it's a major issue in the type world. So that's why we're asking.
Sorry to say it, but you talk to the wrong person. I even don't know how to work with the computer.
Well, then it's answered then.
So I have no illegal fonts. I used to design my own fonts when I make posters in the early days. We had very thorough type design at The Hague Royal Academy and at the Royal College of Art. In those days, we, especially at the RCA, our teacher was fond of making us designing typeface on 6-point. 6-point Garamond, 6-point.
You need a very sharp pencil.
It was only pencil sharpening, and we know the art of how to make a very sharp point.
We also had to do that but in the academy.
Yeah, but 6 points, I'm really talking...
It's very small.
Very small. And then still you have to look with a magnifying glass the characters. But no, I'm not a person with illegal fonts. But I think the whole question of illegal fonts is a thing. I'm not so... I will never belong to a type policeman who looks after illegal fonts, because there's so many fonts in the world, so what does it matter?
No. People have to make them.
Yeah, it's okay, but...
If they take your logos.
Yeah, but it's what happens to the one who are unknown, the authors of the typefaces who are not known? I mean... they are not illegal if you copy them, or if you use, well, you using is another thing, but if you copy them.
Well, if they're part of like system software, then it's fairly easy because everybody has them, like Times New Roman. I don't think you can steal it unless you have like a specific version of it, like it's been published by a company.
Times New Roman by Stanley, what's his name?
Stanley,
yes, I remember. Monotype, 1922.
Very good. Very good. You know your points. Classics.
So, what did we win?
I read it down.
And,
If I have stolen
any
phones,
illegal phones?
I don't know. No, seriously, I try not to have, but you know how it goes in your computer, and if you come from college, from the academy, and then... No, I always use Helvetica, so I cannot be wrong.
Okay.
You use Helvetica?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
So have you cheated?
Cheated on what?
Yeah, in all sorts of areas. It could be you could steal or you could.
No, I hate in a way lying and cheating and stealing, but maybe when I was young, cheated. No, I never cheated in school, but I was kicked out of school very young, so there was no time to cheat.
Why were you kicked out of school?
Because, first of all, I was stupid.
No.
That's the number one reason. But then, when I was stupid,
I really
didn't like school, and I didn't know why people were there. I mean, you could just leave. Nothing happened. So I left, and then I kicked out of school, went to another school, kicked out again. And then, if you kicked out of 3 schools, they all know about you. And then they don't want you anymore. So, and then later on, I went to this evening college, but I also never finished that. And then when you're 21, you get a very last chance of the government. You can do some little tests, like translate some English in Dutch in your own words. You have to pay 50 guilders for it. And then you buy your diploma, and then you can study. And I think it's a very good thing, because if you really want to, they give you a chance, because if they don't, probably they have to look after you for the rest of your life. And now you have a chance to do it yourself. So they say, okay, here you have your diploma. And then I did 2 studies, so.
But for example, now you're a recent father. Is that something, like with your son, something you would impose on him? Like, you must finish school, is that something necessary?
I will punish him if he is kicked out of school, because my father never did. It was always like, oh, okay. There was no punishment.
do you agree though
that there wasn't? Well,
you were never. Sorry to say, but you were never there.
We
anyway.
We gave Derek and Lorene, our daughter, a very liberal education. It's sort of. I didn't mind if he was kicked out of school. It was sort of, for me, deep in my heart, a sort of compliment. Those are the personalities. But Leni, my wife, she was sometimes very worried. But I never, I didn't mind that he was kicked out.
Because you also did 3 years of high school.
Yes. I doubled twice. But I was always looking, chasing after the girls, and I was painting, so I didn't have time to study. And I was not interested in it, except in physics and Naturkunde, physics and biology. Those were my two favorite subjects, which always had very good marks.
So even if you wanted to...
And languages as well.
Even if you wanted to, you probably couldn't correct him because of your own past in school.
Yeah, but I am not a sort of type to correct people. I've never corrected people in my life, sort of thing as far as I know.
But I will correct my son if he's going the same way I did. Yeah. And I will recognize it immediately. So.
Yeah, but the thing is, he is from Montessori system, and my daughter as well, which is a very liberal system. Mm-hmm. But then Leni and I always were looking for ways how to educate them wisely. So, and also his sister. So, for instance, the difficult questions you have with kids when they are 7 and he was 5, they didn't want to go to bed. And then I said to my wife, well, we reverse it. They bring us to bed with a candle and they had to tug us in and they have to tell a story. And then they could go downstairs and they could watch TV as long as they liked. And then after 3 nights, we heard these little steps on the stairs and sort of half swearing, we will never do it again. And then it was solved, the problem. It's a way how you look at education.
Do you remember that?
Not in that exact story, but a bit. It happened, I think, once only.
No, yeah, and then there were no problems anymore. But I used to he used to hate me because if he had friends in Sunday morning, I used to come down like a horse in my underwear from the stairs and make the sound of a horse, and I really enjoyed it. And but he was so embarrassed.
How old were you though?
25. No.
No.
I think 7, 8, 9, something like that. And I recognize things in myself now because I also have a daughter of 6, and I do the same stupid things to her like my father did to me. And now I know it's fun to do, even if it's the more she don't like it, the more fun it is to do.
So you two can make horse sounds.
No, I don't do horse sounds, but I can tease her a lot with things.
And then she's like, oh, dad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
TypeRadio.org